Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron here on BBS Radio. We're on, it's Wednesday today, so we're on Station 1, and the date is January the 2nd, and we're into 2013. So we're going to have a little bit of a different format on the Wednesday shows now, starting tonight. What we're going to do is have a clearing that any of the ones that we don't talk about terribly often, and we may do some of the more frequent ones too, but we're going to pick a clearing, one or two per night, and go over them in detail. So the one that we're going to do tonight is the media clearing, media news and event trauma removal. So, Cindy, I'm sorry, I should have let you know that because I know you're posting wildly on the fast chat. So that's what we're probably going to call it, Clearing Profile Night, if we don't come up with a better name. So for now, that's what Wednesday nights will be. So if any of you have a clearing that you've never done and you'd like to know about, or that you have done and you've had some noticeable success with and you'd like others to know about it, and it's one that we really don't talk about too much, you can send a request in to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll try and do that on a Wednesday show. So tonight we're going to do the media clearing, and if any of you have done that and would like to call in and tell us how that felt, that would be great. So we're on Station 1, so if you'd like to call about the media clearing, it's 888-627-6008. 008. That's the toll-free for the U.S. and Canada listeners. And everybody else, if you're out of the two countries, those two countries, try area code 530-413-5011. So Ron, I'll bring you on. You can say hi, and then we can go into these clearings. So are you on the line still?
Yep, I'm here. So be a fun night. We'll just see what people feel, the clearings, and we'll just start talking about them, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Well, the media clearing, you can either punch in, the quickest way to find it is just go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and like all the clearings, this one is active and usable 24/7, and Ron is running the energy all the time for us to be able to do that. And you can just go to the search bar and type in media, and the page will come up. It is a $20 clearing for 1 month, so it's very, very affordable. So once you go in there, you'll come to the page, you know, where you put your name in. And so I'll just explain the page a little. So once you've typed in your name, there are a few different sections that you go through. So the first one is once you've decided what event that you read about or saw or heard about through the media you want to clear, you punch that in. So it says select where you found about the event. So there's just general media. You could put there's news and there's events, but there's the internet, radio, TV, newspaper, magazine. There's a button for each of those, and then also unknown source if you don't know how you found out, you don't remember how you found out. So you pick your media source, and then you, in the next section, put whether it's a past trauma event, whether it's a current one that's going on, or whether it's something that you read about or heard about that is being predicted. So future predicted traumatic events is the button for that. And then there's a little box where you type in the incident that you're wanting to clear. And I know when I first saw this clearing and ran it, I decided to do the 9/11 stuff. That's what I cleared here first. So let's see. Once you've picked your event, you scroll down, and there are 10 steps to go through. And the counter right now is set for 15 minutes. And like any of the other clearings, if you don't feel that the incident was cleared, you can rerun it or just put that timer for a higher amount of time. So, Ron, maybe we could have you or I or somebody could choose an event, and we can have you do just a few little samples of these 10 steps.
So we'll see what comes in on the fast chat. Then we'll do a clearing on it. So it'd be something that they saw, heard on the radio or TV or something like that caused them concern. Is that what we're looking for then?
Yes, or you could have read it in the paper, or I was looking at this before the show, and I was thinking about all the documentaries that we have, history-type documentaries, you know, with about wars and about even nature programs where you see animals ripping each other to pieces. I know I hate watching those. That could really leave you with a jarring effect. So I'm just refreshing the fast chat to see if we have any requests. So, it's jammed up. Well, while that frees itself up, let me go back to the page, and I'll just read the first few steps. So the first one that you do is the physical body cording disconnection. So, Ron, maybe you can describe why does our physical body get corded, or how does it get corded to a news event?
Normally the energies that are being transmitted from whatever you're reading about, seeing, or hearing sometimes have alien cords attached to them. And then also, if there's anything in that particular article or, you know, information, we'll just say that you're watching TV and the newscast person comes on and they start talking about something that was awful. Well, right away, your curiosity is going to be kind of piqued, and instantly, you're going to be opening your heart up. And when you do so, that's where they attack you. And is it something that you could avoid? Maybe. But the whole thing is that you can get these energetic cords attached to you from media, and remember those unwanted universal travelers out there can have a free ride on what you're listening to and connect you to something that you know nothing about, and you wonder why you feel awful for months afterwards. It's only because they're connecting to you. So that's the problem that we have, is that these are active cords that come into you all the time. That's the situation.
Okay. All right. So that's step one, physical body cording. I would think probably for the bigger events or more traumatic events, and we've got a few people typing stuff in here, we probably want to run that for more than 15 minutes, I would guess. But you guys, you know, judge by how your body's feeling if you want to run that again or just put a higher time in there. So that's step one. And step two is cording to mind, cording to the mind disconnection. So what would that be, Ron?
That's how the energy connects to you, so you keep thinking about it.
Right.
So it actually cords to, you know, from the mind matrix, what's going on. Remember, these are, what you're seeing could be even a hologram. They not even existed. Be on some timeline, and they're talking about it. And maybe you're on a different timeline, and all of a sudden you get sucked into this timeline. This is going to sound a little weird, but, you know, we sort of believe that everything that we see with our eyes are real. Well, it may not be real. So, you know, there's events that could be taking place out there or even in the past where they've talked about so many people being exterminated, maybe like World War II, et cetera, and possibly there wasn't even that many people in that area, but yet all of a sudden they talk about it, and that makes it correct because it's either in text or, print or text or somebody talking about it, and all of a sudden that becomes known. And it gets printed into the mind matrix, which is attached to you. So you have to realize that not everything that you hear about is true. I'm sure as you know yourself, that's a correct statement. Just because somebody says something doesn't mean that it's correct. But if people follow like sheeples, then naturally there could be a big problem. I don't know what you're getting hooked up into when you see something. Are you going to be getting the trauma of whatever you're looking at? That's another whole process. The cordings can come through and give you traumas, nightmares, etc. And these unwanted universal travelers are waiting for you to have that experience so they can take energy from you and steal it. Steal your spirit.
Okay, so we have a couple of people asking for samples about all this financial news that we've had going on for weeks now about the fiscal cliff. So that would probably be, fear around an economic crash or more tax problems, et cetera, et cetera. So, Ron, do you want to just do a little sample of the cording, physical body cording that people might have experienced from watching the news or reading the newspaper or listening to the radio about this fiscal cliff that they've been calling it?
Okay, so here we go. Know what it is, just kind of tune into it. I'm not really too familiar with it, but here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's feeling pretty good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, just see how you are feeling. Might be feeling great. You might like the energy. Just kind of, you know, check out your body. See how you're doing. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. So step two is according to the mind. Do you want to do a sample on that, or do you want to move on to the next step?
Yeah, we can release the mind cording. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Okay. All right. So step three is cording to the emotional body disconnection. We did the physical body and we did the mind. So this third one is the emotional body. So do you want to maybe describe how those cords work, Ron? They cord just into that one invisible body?
Yeah, so this is how this information gets triggered. Emotional body kind of goes for the ride of your genetics, which means that everything that you've experienced is going to come forward. And everybody could be a little different on how it's going to feel. So that's kind of the way it is. Let's just say that you're a pet owner, right? And you have this, I'll just say particular dog, right? And the dog is kind of a very rare breed of dog. And you have it, and you love your dog. And then you turn the news on one day, and all of a sudden they have a picture of a dog like yours that got run over by a car. And, you know, right away it relates to you because there's very few of these dogs. And now you see your dog is being run over by the car because somebody else is dead. That triggers all your emotions. So that's kind of the way it works. Now, if it's just a regular dog, it might not bother you a whole lot, okay? But because you have a special dog, maybe all dogs are special, you know? But, you know, I'm just trying to make you zero this in a little stronger for everybody. That's kind of the way it works. So here we go. Let's do a clearing for that. Think of that issue. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Here we go. So, again, see how you're feeling. Each one of these should kind of lighten you up a little bit. So, back to you, Carrie.
All right. And then step four is cording to the spirit body disconnection. So,
okay.
What would that do to our spirit?
Okay. So, that's going to take your spirit now, whatever you bring into you, your emotions and the other bodies that you have, all they get imprinted onto your spirit. So it's going to kind of like weigh it down. And if it's too heavy, it'll actually kick your spirit out of your body because it's holding that trauma. And it'll hold the trauma along with it cannot come back into you again because of that. So it gets to be kind of confusing slightly only because your spirit resembles you. It looks just like you. It's a replica of you, we'll call it. Head ringer of you, and so whatever you're experiencing, it's going to experience, and you're giving it more darkness. So here we go. Remember, mind energy is darkness. We'll clear the spirit energy. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. That's you, Carrie.
All right. So step number five is spirit integration. So once the cords are off, our body, our mind, our emotional body, and the spirit, then the next step is spirit integration.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, I feel your spirit coming more back into your body here again. 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
All right. The name of this clearing, somebody was asking, is media/news/event trauma removal. It is also listed on Ron's homepage. If you scroll down, creationlightship.com, and you scroll down on the left there, all those different categories of healing, clearing, it's under matrix cording removal. It's listed right there. So you can access it either by clearing it, clicking on it through the homepage, or you can go to the search bar near the top of the homepage and just type in the word media, and that will take you to this clearing. So, and I think Bart asked earlier if this will clear any media event, Ron.
Yes, it will. Uh-huh.
Okay.
It'll even go back in time. So if you have something that you saw a long time ago, you might even go in and bring it up again. It's on YouTube or something, and, you know, this event, whatever it would be. And you can go back in there again and feel the energy, which should automatically push your buttons some way, good or bad. And then from there, do the clearing and keep doing it until you see the event and nothing bothers you with it. That's the way it's supposed to be. Remember, it's supposed to be non-judgment. Not that you're hardened to it in a robot. It's just that energy that is in you that's triggering that gets released. Now, you may have to go even deeper on another clearing, possibly. So if you do a clearing and you start feeling better about it, and you go, I still have some stuff here. Maybe you need a trauma clearing or anxiety or just something like that. But basically, once you get the clearing of the media one, that should get rid of those cords that are attached to you. And just keep reviewing it and just see what else you might need. I need one other clearing, but this is a great thing because that clearing is bringing up the energies in you that's stuck and blocked. But all these clearings do is take out judgment, which is blockages. So the better you feel, then you're going to start to be able to probably move your body better, have longer life. Maybe for some reason, you know, you have a situation where you have a shortness of breath. You don't know where it came from, but you always breathe really, really shallow. And then all of a sudden you see somebody, on TV as you're watching a forest fire someplace. And, you know, the firefighters have the, oxygen mask on. You start coughing and you go, wow, I wonder what that is. Well, maybe you're in a forest fire and that caused your body to get reprogrammed to breathe more shallow. Now you do that, the clearing for that forest fire. And all of a sudden, your breathing gets better, and you go, wow, that's really strange. That's because it got activated in you, and your body is just following a program to breathe deep. And then, you know, like if you still have a problem a little bit, you watch that movie again, you know, of the fire, and you go, man, I still kind of, maybe I'm smelling smoke now or something. Then go in and do a deeper clearing, one of the whole lifetime ones. That's what I would suggest doing, something like that. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Have a few comments, Ron, from the samples you've been doing. Tom was saying it was heavy for him on the spirit, according to the spirit body disconnection. And Nancy is yawning with relief when you did the spirit integration. And Bonnie is saying, very empowering. I feel more presence and light. I was just thinking as you were talking, Ron, because this really is a very, very versatile clearing in that it does go, you can use it back in time as well as anything that you are being exposed to or exposing yourself to currently and future stuff that you may have, prediction-y type stuff that would be that you may have encountered. You probably, before you purchase this, and it is just $20 and you get it for a month, probably be good to get out a pen and paper and start writing down a list of things that you know got you jangled up. Or I guess any reaction, really. I mean, it's called the event, media news event trauma. But what about, Ron, if you saw something that just made you, you know, bouncing around on the sofa with delight? That's probably something that needs to be cleared also, I would think. Would this clearing work for that?
I think it would, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I would think so, too. All right, so what do we do? Let's see. We're up to step 5, spirit integration, you did. And then, okay, so step 6 is called take away the negativity from this event. Now, that's kind of a broad title in a way, but what does that mean, Ron? Take away the negativity from this event.
Okay, that would be what you see, that you perceive as like an awful situation, which we'll say is negativity. That would be, in a sense, like the dog getting run over. That'd be very negative. And, you know, you don't want to experience that. So it's something that's going to be going really deep. That's what the negativity is. It just takes that away, which is kind of probably the key words that you're dealing with.
Yeah, okay. All right. So if we're still doing examples on the fiscal cliff, that would be economic negativity. You want to do a little sample on that?
Sure, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. So a few people are wondering if this is a new clearing. No, it's not new. It's been up, I can't remember how long, at least a couple of years, if not a little bit longer. We just very rarely talk about it, and so we're talking about it today. So let's see, the next step, Ron, step number 7 is bring in peace. So you've just cleared away negativity, so the next thing is to bring in peace energy.
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
All right. So step number 8 is plant and animal spirit trauma clearing. So how does that all fit in here, Ron?
Okay, so when you're seeing something on the TV or reading, hearing about something, automatically you're connected to it through energetic cords. And you may go, oh, boy, maybe you happen to see something on TV where maybe you're seeing some whales that are kind of trapped somewhere, and they're trying to get them out to sea. And all of a sudden, that poor whale is probably having trauma. And, so you can do a clearing for that to clear away that energy for that particular of physical life form that you're seeing. And here we go. Let's do clearing for that. Now, I want you all to think of something that you saw that caused a problem with you. And, you know, needs to be living naturally. And when I clear this, you're probably going to feel that cord get released from you. Feel at ease. And so will that other either flower or plant or life form, whatever that would be, get released too. And it'll feel better. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Still heavy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow, okay. Oh, there we go. Hopefully you're feeling much better, and so is whatever's on the other end of that.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. So that was step number 8, plant, animal, spirit, trauma clearing. So step number 9 is people, spirit, trauma clearing.
That's kind of, this is for people that you see having a situation. And again, it'll be kind of similar to what we're doing, just that you're doing. So here we go. Think of a person that you saw that had trauma. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Hey, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Maxine is wondering, she's saying, it sounds like you can use this for any event. If it's an event that you lived through rather than one that you saw on TV, I don't think this clearing would apply to that. But if it's an event, any event that you read about, heard about, saw through a media venue, then yes, any event where the information came to you that way and you could have got plugged in and corded and so forth, then yes, any event in the media, right, Ron?
Yes, that is correct, uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So, and I was just thinking, it doesn't list it specifically on the page, but you can add it in yourself. It's also books, because I was thinking about popular authors that write scary, really scary stuff like Stephen King novels and so forth. You could clear those on here too. And of course, we've all seen, I'm sure, horror movies or different films that have scared the pants off us. So we could use this for that, I would think too, Ron, wouldn't you? Even though it's not news, but it's media.
Oh yeah, anything that you see with your eyes. So that would be, in a sense, the media of the movie, yeah. So yes, it will be anything that you see on the screens, you know, movie theaters or DVDs or anything like that, this will also work with.
Okay, and then step number 10, this is kind of interesting now because the Earth Spirit is not with us in the planet anymore, but step number 10, Ron, is Earth Spirit Trauma Clearing. So, do we need to do step 10 now since the Earth Spirit's not here or not? I mean, is the trauma still held in the body of the planet, or what do you think about that?
Yeah, it's possible the planet will still hold it, even though the Earth Spirit isn't here.
Okay.
So yes, if it is here, it's going to be held somewhere, like on the emotional body of the planet. So yeah, I would say that would still work, but it won't be the Earth Spirit that you're clearing.
Okay.
It'll be the body energy.
Okay, and then you and I were talking the other day about the spirit that animates our physical body, and you were explaining how that is a little teeny piece of the Earth Spirit. So I guess it would clear that perhaps too, that little piece in us.
Yes, huh?
Okay. All right, so those are the 10 steps for this clearing that we're talking about tonight, which is called the Media News Event Trauma Removal. So maybe I was incorrect, or maybe I misspoke earlier on. It does say event trauma removal, but is it events just in the media? Maybe I misspoke in regards to Maxine's question about having this clear any event. Does it is media, is it not? Or if I went out and I, you know, somebody bumped into me and grabbed my purse or something and ran off. Obviously, that's not something I saw on the news. It's something I lived. Can this clearing clear that, or is it just for stuff that you see?
It could clear that also.
It could. Okay. All right. So, Maxine, the answer to your question then would be yes. So, sorry about that. I misspoke there. Okay. So, Media News Event Trauma Removal 1 month. It's $20, creationlightship.com. And you can do past stuff, present stuff, and future stuff. The timer for each of those 10 steps is set at 15 minutes. And I think what you were saying earlier, Ron, is a good idea about pulling something up on YouTube, running the clearing, and then you can see if you aren't reacting to it anymore. And that's a good way to, if it is something that you can access on YouTube. I mean, so many things are, you know, you can probably get samples of so much stuff on there. And then you can see whether you need to run it again or up your minutes on certain portions of it or whatever. So, there were quite a few other media events that people had written down when we were asking what you guys would like samples on before, after the fiscal cliff. So, obviously, there are many events that are on people's minds, so hopefully you guys will get that clearing and try it out. It's pretty versatile, so if I were going to do it again, I think I would probably want to sit down and make a list of stuff ahead of time so that I could, you know, run it frequently and get the most out of it during the month. So let's see, we've got, what's the time? We have about 15 minutes left on the show, Ron, so we're done with that clearing, I think, unless anybody has any specific questions about the clearing. Or, as I said at the beginning, if you've done the clearing and you'd like to call in and let us know what you did with it and how you felt, that would be great. So the numbers, again, they're under the Station 1 play button, for Canada and U.S., toll-free is 888-627-6008. Or if you're outside of the U.S. and Canada, it is area code 530-413-5011. So, what would you like to do, Ron? Should we go over to just general questions now?
Yeah, I think so. So let's do a clearing for peace. So, bring in some peace energy. So bring up the light beam, everybody. We'll put some peace energy in. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, we did get a question over at CLS Questions at yahoo.com for tonight's show. Kind of an interesting question, so I'll read this one to you, Ron. This person is saying, I'm always dreaming that I'm wealthy on another timeline. How can I bring that wealth to the timeline I am living on now?
Good question. Yeah, if you figure out the way to do it, let me know, too. So, you know, it's a good question. That things could be around you all the time. And those timelines, how do you get them to drop in? So, I don't know. Maybe you see yourself wearing diamond rings and handing out $100 bills to all your friends all the time, you know, or whatever. So, I just don't know what to say, how to bring something in from another timeline. That's something hopefully we can figure out a way, but I don't have a clue. So, back to you.
We've talked about cutting and pasting different periods of our lives on the timelines that we live. I don't know if it would work for... I wonder rather than... Well, of course, we don't really want to be on other timelines, but I was thinking about, you know, how we can clear our dreams on the timeline crash clearing, if we could... I don't know if the light ship would want to bring... Because then there would be two of us on this timeline, you know, bring the one of us that's living where we go in a dream that's wealthy, whatever, bring that clone of us onto this timeline where we're here, and then we'd have two of us here, which would be a bit weird. I don't know if, you know what I mean? I mean, I guess
yeah,
you could maybe
yeah, it's
paste
a thought,
energy.
You know?
I don't know.
It's a thought. So hopefully all of you out there, maybe somebody's already tried it. So if you've tried it, had results. I know doing the the clearings where you are working with timelines may have changed your life, even the psychic billboard. So they want to include that in how to do things. So the subject billboard can help you out a lot, which may help you to bring, things into your life. I don't know if they would come in through timelines, though, from other timelines, but it is a way of looking at it. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And then just got a few comments. Shelley was saying, from all the samples that you've done for us today, Ron, on the media clearing, her body is feeling more quiet and very nice, and she says thank you, and Connie is saying thank you also. There was something I was just going to say, and it's just flown out of my brain. Oh, yes, I know. Just wanted to remind everybody about your call that you have, Ron, this weekend on the 6th, bringing in the 2013 energies and doing a week's worth of water charging. So this is a call that Ron does once a year on the first Sunday of the year, and it's $20, and it starts at 1 p.m. Pacific, and I believe it's a four-hour call. Do you want to just do a quick little synopsis of it, Ron?
Yeah, the last part of the call we do the water charging, so that's very nice. You get 7 containers of water. Normally people, I think, are buying 1-gallon water containers that are pre-sealed. And then from there, we do, you know, before that we do 3 hours. We're bringing in the different energies for each month, 1 month at a time. So it is kind of nice. We do that for probably about 10 to 15 minutes per month. Be able to kind of sit in the energy, see what it feels like. So you're kind of going to know how to respond a little bit when the months come. That's what it's for. So, and it is... very relaxing call a lot of times. that I've done in the past. People just love it because it puts you right back into peace energy a lot. Actually, you know, maybe you're going into reality of what's really happening, and reality is more peace. You're bringing out the peace energy for each month. Oh, back to you, Carrie. Looks like our time is getting close. Maybe about 5 minutes more here for the program.
Okay. So let's see. Next question. What is the difference between parallel lives and timeline?
Same thing. It's just a different way of stating it. The parallel life would be a timeline that you're living on. Living on multiple timelines, multiple parallel lives. So you're doing lives that are the same time as this one here. That's why you have dreams, why you lose things, everything else, because Yondo, and you're not here, but yet you think that you're here. So it gets to be a little confusing, but if you listen to more programs for this one here, you're going to realize that you're on multiple timelines living lives. Unfortunately, that's not a good thing. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Let's see. Janice got a cramp in her lower right leg last night, and she's wondering if you could let her know what caused that. I guess so she knows what clearings to run for that.
Feels like an alien critter. Looks like some kind of a thing with lots of legs on it. That's what I do, just go into the alien attack page and run that. I'll take one of them off right now, see if that helps you. Here we go, coming off. I feel it kind of like it's like stuck into your skin. Go, coming out. Go, and there, it's released now. We'll just see how that is affecting you right now. There could be more there, but I saw that one.
So when it's something that we don't have a name for, Ron, like that, I doubt there's a name for that thing, Janice would just go in and put do it under unknown. And it was an unknown section, you know, when for the list of races.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would work too, yes.
Okay. There seems to be some confusion about the water bottles. You mentioned that people would often get gallon bottles for the water charging. It doesn't matter. It doesn't need to be sealed, does it? I mean, we can just, whatever water we normally drink, we can just fill containers, correct?
That is correct,
Okay. All right. Okay, so what time do we have here? We've got about 2.5 minutes. I'm scrolling back for questions, but I'm not sure we have anything quick. excuse me. So Ron does have another show coming up after this one. So if you go to creationlightship.com and just on the homepage there, over on the right-hand side, just scroll down a little ways and you'll find a link to that, a one-hour show. So that's coming up. And then, yes, Bart, the Plant Your Seeds of Intention, the 2013 January 6th call, that is this coming Sunday, that Ron was just talking about a moment ago, and that also will have the water charging. Excuse me, Janice is saying thank you for pulling the thing out of her leg. And so I just want to remind everybody, if you have clearings that you would like us to talk about on Wednesday nights, you can send a request over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we have a kind of a list that we'll be going through, but we can throw in any others at any point that you guys would like to hear about. If you've done a clearing that we don't talk about very much and you'd like to call in and talk about that with us, that would be great too. It's always nice to hear other people's experiences and how they've been able to use a clearing and perhaps what problems or issues they have used them to deal with and cleared them up. And, you know, how, because some of these clearings, while they have a format to them, do have versatility built into them. They have the custom boxes, you know, where we can address different things. And people get pretty creative with them and think up ways to use them that maybe I won't, or Kathy hasn't, or Ron hasn't, or Anne, or Elizabeth. And it's always nice to hear ways that you guys have used these to help you. So if you have a situation like that that you'd like to share stuff with, you could send that over to clsquestions@yahoo.com and call into the show so we know that you might be calling in. That would be great. So, Ron, I have almost 52 after. I know you wanted to end a little bit early because you have another show coming up. So I guess I'll just say good night, and thanks for all the samples tonight and for your questions, everybody. And the next show here will be on Station 2, bbsradio.com, Station 2 on Friday at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. So I'll say good night, and thank you, Ron.
Hey, so thank you, everybody. We'll see you later. Blessings, and have a wonderful evening. Goodbye, everybody.